Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Chipeta was the wife of Uncompahgre Ute leader Ore and acted for years as a peacemaker between her people and the United States government. She stood alongside her husband in the negotiating halls of Washington, D.C. She helped mediate between white settlers and angry Ute warriors. She tirelessly sought compromise to allow Ute people to stay on their Colorado homeland. It didn't matter. One summer morning in 1881, Chipeta found herself herded at gunpoint from her home in Colorado to a faraway reservation in Utah's Uinta Basin. Surrounded by 9 companies of cavalry and an equal complement of infantry, the Utes were told to be ready in 2 hours. The order was emphasized with 6 pieces of field artillery. So 1,458 men, women, and children set out on the 350-mile march to Utah. More than 1,000 Army troops watched the Utes leave peacefully. One soldier reported, "We saw the whole Ute nation streaming by on horseback and on foot. As they passed our camps, their gait broke into a run. Sheep were abandoned, blankets and personal possessions strewn along the road. Women and children were loudly wailing. As we pushed the Indians onward, we permitted the whites to follow. And in 3 days, the rich lands of the Uncompahgre were all occupied. Towns were being laid out and lots being sold at high prices." The forced migration of the Uncompahgre Ute people mirrors the experiences of Indians all over the West. By the 1850s, the U.S. government increasingly favored displacement of Indians onto reservations, often far away from their ancestral homes. For the Utes, the contrast in landscape between Colorado's high mountains and Utah's high desert could not have been starker. Chipeta loved her shining mountains and had no desire to leave. Her journey to Utah was not her choice, yet she did choose to foster peace between her people and the settlers who first encroached upon her home and eventually took it away. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Uinta County Heritage Museum. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.